Blog Talk Radio.
Because 7 in the house, your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you want. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our segment of this show. This is our 16th show, and we'd like to welcome each one of you here this evening. We'd like to say Habarigani to our old friends, what's up, and to our new friends, welcome. And be seated and find a place here in the room where you're comfortable. And if you choose to, you can go over to Omi's Corner and select one of our books. Yes, that's right. We have a special corner for all of our books. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been experiencing some technical difficulty, and we will have those under control shortly afterwards. But we will provide you with entertainment for the commercial time. We won't leave you hanging. We know that it's important that we bring the show to you, and the show must go on under any circumstance. And we might not be able to see your beautiful faces, but we certainly can hear your voices. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to the Cure to Read show. This is our 16th segment. This is an organization that is underwritten by Project 2019. We are a consumer science program. We work on issues that pertain to parent education in all areas from spirituality to education, to closing the gap of illiteracy, to also bridging the gap of understanding, of identifying our spirituality and our heritage. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have been talking about acknowledging our African spirituality, and I hope that most of you have been right on target and are not guilty of not acknowledging your ancestors. It's very important that you understand that our ancestors are the closest thing to the God Almighty. So if they are the closest thing to God Almighty, then we want to make our petitions known. We certainly want to let them know what it is we're striving for and what it is we have placed goals and desires for. It's very important that we stop, place a list somewhere in our house with all of their names on it, acknowledging them, and it's very important that we not only do that, it's very important that we tell our ancestors what it is we need, and we talk to our ancestors periodically, and our ancestors know exactly what is going on in our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that most of you have been worshiping with us and you have been a part of what we're doing. We want to bring your attention to something, that December 26th is the first day of Kwanzaa. We certainly want you to be more than prepared. Therefore, we're asking you to patronize your community stores in your own neighborhood. I know some of you like going out to the mall and some of you like shopping in other folks' neighborhoods, but this Christmas, try to do better. When you know better, you can do better. We have the Kwanzaa season coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I am definitely a creature of habit. I celebrate Christmas right along with Kwanzaa. I have a person in my home whose birthday happens to be on Christmas, so therefore I can't take a person's birthday away. So old traditions are hard to break. I know that. However, if I'm educated and aware of the fact of the rituals and where Christmas came from, I teach that to my children. But nevertheless, because they have been used to the customs, I allow Christmas to go on in my house. That's right. Omi does, and I'm not going to lie to you. And if you want to, I suggest you do what you're accustomed to doing. Don't just change in midstream. Your family will go berserk on you, and they will go haywire. You're taking Christmas away, and Omi says, what? And you mean Omi don't celebrate Christmas? No, that is not true. Omi loves her Christmas, okay? Christmas is a big thing around here in my house. Christmas goes on 7 days a week in my house because I do the Kwanzaa thing, ladies and gentlemen. You see, here's the deal. Agree to do the Kwanzaa thing right along with Christmas. Kids don't care if you keep the Kwanzaa going, keep the party going, okay? They don't care. As long as you put the tree up and the trimmings and you have that pumpkin pie, sweet potatoes, candy yam, chicken, fat back in the greens, and you know we love that macaroni and cheese. As long as you got those things going, ladies and gentlemen, they are with you on the Kwanzaa. Now we got that taken care of. Get that Kwanzaa material out. Get those candles out. The black ones, you know, and the green ones and the red ones, the ones you always put in the back of the drawer because you know somebody may pick it up and break it. Get those candles out. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand one thing, that rituals are important to African Americans. We are ritualistic people. So therefore, you have 7 days to concentrate on. You got the first day of December the 26th, Ujamaa. That is our unity. To strive for and to maintain unity in the family. That means don't go start an argument with your sister. Don't go posing problems in the family just because you like seeing somebody go off and you want to get on somebody's nerves. So you're going to start some problems. Don't do that. Create unity in the family. You can start right now. And December 27th, Kudachai Dalia, self-determination. I like how that sounds. Say it with me. Self-determination, Kujichajalia. That's my favorite, to create and to name and define for ourselves, our lives, for our own direction. And we can also insert in there to develop our own goals and to decide how we're going to process and advance ourselves and perfect ourselves to mow better. And better, to move better and better. Kudachajalia. December 28th, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Kind of hard to do that when nobody's giving you any responsibility these days, elder, right? We need to give you some responsibility and remind you just because you retired, you don't need to sit down. You need things to do in the community. We need to give you responsibility to build and to maintain our community while working with others who need to learn how to deal with problems. That's right, when our young people get in trouble and they have problems, you need to intervene, elders, and you need to talk about the stories. That's right, tell the tales out of school. Tell them about when you had to walk 6 miles just to get to school and that you had a wooden nickel, and that wooden nickel was like your credit card. It gave you credit wherever you went because you had a good name for yourself. Tell them about those things. They need to hear. And then we go on to December 29th, UJAMA, Cooperative Economics. Oh, I love UJAMA. To build and to maintain our own stores, shops, and directresses, other businesses, and to profit from them. Now, that doesn't mean that we are not to have a calendar. We ought to sit down and amongst our African selves and create a calendar so we know which date we have open to support one another's event. It's very important to do a calendar conference. December 30th, NIA, purpose, to make our collective social problems, our own problems and others' problems, and to develop our community. How are you developing your community? What are the things you're doing to develop your community, ladies and gentlemen? You have to create some things. Omi made a commitment on air that in our community or in the area where I eventually decide to live, and I don't know if this is going to be my permanent community. We still haven't got the verdict out yet. I am sort of a newcomer to this area. I'm not certain if I will make my roots here, but I am vowing that I am going to set up an area that will be sanctioned as holy ground that I can cultivate with flowers and gardening of arrangements of roses and tulips and the names of our ancestors so that you could go peacefully there and commune with the ancestors to talk to them. There are many vacant places around that are just dying for Omi to come in and do something with all of the rubbish that is collected in those gardens. There are beautiful forests that are just sitting there calling me, and I hear them every time I pass by them. That's why I communicate with the nature aspect, the trees, and also with the fact that I am an ancestral child, so I know the ancestors call me, and they tell me they need help, and they like to have a resting place and for us to come and commune with them. So I know this is a mission that's been placed on my head. I didn't say anyone else was there. But getting back to Nina Simone and the tradition that I had thought about placing a commitment to doing a dedication to Nina Simone, I don't know if you guys know about Nina. Nina was a very great revolutionary for African people. She wasn't afraid to go out and sing songs about Mississippi Goddamn, meaning she was so fed up with Mississippi, and Mississippi did so many terrible things that she was asking Mississippi to give the people a break. And she also talked about other southern cities. However, that particular song got the attention of the media, and they banned the song. They didn't let her play that song. She couldn't play her music anymore. And she saw the United Garvey movement evaporating, vanishing. So she saw no place here in the United States, so she decided to gather her things, and she made her transition to Paris. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. She lived in Europe for many years, and I know exactly what she means. I didn't actually live in Europe, but I lived in Germany for 5 years. It's a different experience altogether. People are different. The atmosphere is different. Black people are given a chance in Europe. They don't know the tradition of the slavery and the customs, so therefore they welcome you if you're educated in America. It's a better life, and I know she experienced it because I did too. And for some reason, Nina's songs are similar to the type of folklore songs that I sing. And I see so many things that she does that I would easily be able to transition into today's lifestyle. And I want to do her songs, and I want to talk about her lifestyle. And I want to see a museum of some sort or a building set up with all of her pictures and her story to tell. Most women don't know the courageous background of Nina Simone. Her daughter is living to tell the story now. Her daughter is going now and setting traditional programs for Nina Simone. She has an institution dedicated to Nina Simone. You ought to read about her. And her name is spelled NinaSimone, Nina Simone. She has an institution. Go check it out. Google it and see what you can find out and listen to her music. You will love it. And you also love the one, My Mama's Blues. That's one of the ones I think I would like to do, My Mama's Blues. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you once again to this 16th segment. And we're going to go on. Even though we're having some technical difficulty, I'm not going to even let that stop me because I know the enemy is always out there. And you don't never know where the enemy is coming from, but I command the enemy to turn this computer back on. I know that much. I command them to release hold of this system. Now, let me go on here. I was on Nia. The next one is December 31st, Kuwamba, creativity, to have our community more beautiful and beautiful than we received it. That means we are to create gardens. If the community was in a shamble, in a mess when we moved here, you know what? We can't keep saying, look over there. Look at that mess over there. We've got to take up arms, pull people together, and go beautify our area. Because wherever African Americans live, they need to permeate the area with their spirit. And that's why I know there needs to be forests here. How do I know this? Because over in Europe, where they honored their forests and their ancestors, there wasn't an old, decrepit forest, unkept, sitting around. Every forest was kept and well-maintained. Every forest had people going in and out of them throughout the week. People couldn't wait to get there to settle their nerves. And when they couldn't get to the forest, they went to the cemeteries and sat down to settle their nerves. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You need space, and you need to be able to go out into nature and to think through your problems, because most of your solutions are found internally, and you have the answer to your solution. Ladies and gentlemen, I also like to say that the last one is January, let's see here, did I say December 31st, Kuamba? We did creativity. Now, January 1st is the last one, Imani, faith, to believe in our people and to teach our leaders and to believe in what it is we can do collectively as a group and to show our children, not tell them, but to show our children through leading examples and to be examples. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes mothers tear down their own houses with their own hands. Sometimes they tear down their own family with their own hands. Sometimes they don't understand that they are the center and the core to keeping peace in their family. Sometimes they favor other children over the other. Sometimes they overlook the wrong that their children do. But it's very important that mothers remain neutral and mothers set the course of what is wrong and right. And don't go asking me what is wrong and what is right. Your very nature will tell you what is wrong and what is right. You don't need anyone to do a reading to tell you what is wrong and what is right. You should know that for yourself. Now, yet by chance you have forgotten and you don't know exactly what you should be doing, go inward and find your solution inside of yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I am about to do some technical work here on my computer, and I don't know exactly what could be possibly going on, but I do know we're going to have to get the green light to go ahead. We're going to have to get the green light to go ahead because right now we've got some technical things going on that I haven't even seen in my computer before, and it's just flashing on and off. But nevertheless, I know you can hear me. Thank God for that. So we're going to go right along and talk to you a little bit about our topic today. First of all, we want to go on and do our pledges. We're going to do our pledges for our family. The Black Family Pledge. The Black Family Pledge. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling in perilous underground, our children cannot hear us crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering, our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity is within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world, shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to brace our loneliest and to keep company with our loneliest, and to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, and to clothe our ragged, to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our mothers and sisters and brothers. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we are our brothers and sisters in honor of those who toil and explore God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation. We make this pledge this day and this time. We pledge today to be each other's brothers and sisters. Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my sister's keeper? I am my brother's keeper. I am my brother's keeper. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just stand to your feet right now, we're about to go into the libation, into the talking cure. We're about to go right into the session where we begin to purify ourselves. Hopefully, most of you are learning how important it is to purify yourself. Men and women need to purify themselves before they go before the holiest of holies. They need to also ask permission to speak. And this evening, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask our ancestors to give us permission to speak. Sometimes it is very important that we go on with the show and try to keep things together. Now, as I get ready to prepare this service, I am getting the water ready so that I can purify myself. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to purify my hands and get my face all purified. Pardon me as I dry my hands off. Pour libations to the east. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the north. And finally, I pour libations to the south. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now standing on holy ground. I wonder, will you go with me, please, as we begin to start the meditation. This is the best time ever to use meditation. Technicalities can sometimes become a blessing. And at this particular point, never mind the music. Never mind the drums, because you can hear the drums in your own head, in your own mind. Meditate with me as I begin to become silent and quiet in my attempt to get the ear of the King so that God can speak to us about our situation. Taking deep breaths, breathing in and out, holding it for a second, releasing, exhaling, inhaling in the God, exhaling out the negative. Inhaling the God, exhaling out the negative. Now meditate with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for meditating with me. Now, join me as I go into a prayer. This prayer is for the family. Families, if you are not in the room, please come quickly in the room, bringing your children with you. This prayer is dedicated to the family. Father God, O Dula Mare, O Lede, O Ladula Maroy, we pray to you that you begin to manifest yourself more than ever before to all of your children. May you show your higher self. We know that you are pure radiation. We know that you are ratified, and we know that you have no known relatives, and you had no father or no mother, Oladumore. But we ask you to reveal yourself to your lower deities. Reveal yourself to Obatala, Shango, Alegba, Yamenja, Ishun, Ilede. Reveal yourself to your lower deity and allow the ancestors to show themselves today. If we have not ever had a chance to have an experience with our ancestors, let this be the day when we light the candle and we set the candle in front of us, when we place a glass of water in front of us, we know that the light will give guidance to our ancestors. We know that the water will bring about a quenching for their thirst. As we allow their thirst to be quenched today and their footsteps to be guided, we lay out the flame and the water, and prepare ourselves to call on the ancestors and call on our heroes and sheroes. And in calling on our heroes and sheroes, ladies and gentlemen, it is very important that you make a list of your heroes and sheroes. Change them up. Periodically use the same ones consistently. I like to call on the ancestors right now and ask them to be present here with us today to allow us to stand on their shoulders. I call Dr. Asaph Hillary to the stand today, along with his cousin, Dr. Carruthers. I call Madam C.J. Walker here as a witness today. I call Dr. Charles Drew, and I say Ashe as a witness today. I call Harriet Tubman as our witness today. Ladies and gentlemen, I say Ashe. I call the name of Langston Hughes as a one witness today, and I say Ashe. Chancellor Williams, I say Ashe. I like to call the name of Dr. Henry Clark, I say Ashe. W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe. I call on Surgeon of Truth as a witness today, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Rosa Parks, Ashe. Nat Turner, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Mary Baclar Bethune as one of the witnesses today, and I say Ashe. I like to call on Malcolm X, and I like to call on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I say Ashe. And old Zora Neale Hurston, come out front, my sister. Lead this caravan. Show us how to commune with our ancestors. Show us how to take up time and go to the graveyard as we sit patiently there waiting for their return. Show us how to do these things today, Zora. Zora, we know you have it in you because we know this is your gift that you left for the world, how to commune with ancestors and how to find your ancestors. As we ring the bell, may the ancestors hear the call. May the ancestors hear us calling. Oh, come, ancestors. Oh, come, ancestors. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. Ladies and gentlemen, you can take out your personal ancestors and call their name as I acknowledge my ancestors. I like to call on Robert Jenkins, and I say, Ashe, Ashe. I like to call on Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. I like to call Robert Junior Jenkins, Ashe. I call Tommy P. Harvey, Ashe. I call Marvin Jenkins, and I say Ashe. I like to call Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Nishal Lily, Ashe. Isa Lily, Ashe. Ruby Lily, Ashe. Ruby Brackens, Ashe. Louise Lord, Ashe. Lucille Day, Ashe. Avery Day, Ashe. Emmanuel Day, Ashe. I'd like to call on the name of Tommy P. Harvey, Ashe. Michael Harvey, Ashe. Tommy Papa Harvey, Ashe. I'd like to call on Shane Lilly, Ashe. I'd like to call on Michael Harvey, Ashe. And we say, Ashe, so be it, so let it be done. So be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, as we call those ancestors to come forward, ancestors, we've set a table before you. We've left a plate for you to sit and dine with us. Allow us to be a part of your world as we go to the underworld. We ask you to come home every once in a while to sit at the table with us as we prepare for Thanksgiving this year. We ask that we prepare a place for each and every one of them and remember to call their name and asking them to open up the way so that it is plain and clear for us. Open the way so that we find solutions for our everyday problems. Open the way so that we have honesty among ourselves and we realize that our family members have never left us. Energy can never die, nor can it be recreated. It cannot even dissipate. Therefore, the melanin, ladies and gentlemen, the melanin frequency is still in the atmosphere. It's still vibrating. It's in the atmosphere, waiting for you to step out and grab hold. It is your time to grab hold to the melanin that was left behind. You can use this melanin. It has a defense mechanism for preventing diseases. It has the ability to strengthen your mind. It has the ability to give you vision and to line your chakras up so that they are one accord. It has the ability to show you the way and give you solutions for divining for yourself and your family. You ought to grab hold today. The melanin frequency is available. It rattles and it shakes, and frequency and prayer is nothing but a vibration. Tap into the vibration today, ladies and gentlemen. It's available to you as we send through the airwaves the energy frequency to our loved ones. We can heal. I sense that there are loved ones that are abroad that need to have a touch from their family member. I sense that there are babies that need to be held more and caressed and given more lap time. I sense that there are young girls that need their fathers to say they love them. I sense that there are those young boys that have drifted away and have no way of reconnecting. I sense that there are mothers who don't have solutions for their children, who can't feed their children. I sense that there are fathers who want to come home and they want to put the family back together. We can do that today, ladies and gentlemen, through meditating. As we pause and meditate, we can see those things coming to pass, and we can will those things in our spirit, and we can see our problems being solved while in the transparent call meditation. We're living a life of an illusion, ladies and gentlemen. What we're living and existing in is only but an illusion. The real world is the underworld and the transparent spirit. When you sleep, go to the transparent spirit. Solve your problems in meditation. Allow yourself to be set fast into deep meditation. As you go into meditation, call on your ancestors, Eli. Call on your ancestors, Eli. He will pick you up, and he will make you strong, and he will show you solutions, and he will give you all answers to all of your desires for your destiny. You must remember that Oromola was there as an exception of your birth. When you asked to come here, you asked to come here, and he was there at the inception of your birth. He knows that you asked to come here. He knows that you wanted to be a part of the solution and not the problem. He knows the very words that you stated before you made your transition here. He's going to unction you to keep your request, to keep your desire, and to keep your promise. And remember that no man is himself. He is not his own. You were bought with a price. So therefore, you have a debt to pay. And in paying our debt today, ladies and gentlemen, let us be mindful of the fact that we ought to commune with our ancestors. Let us be mindful of the fact that we ought to live a righteous life. Iwa Pelu, good character and good conduct. And we say on that note, thank you so very much for going with us through the talking cure. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a station identification break. And if you'll just pause with me, we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere, and we will give you your world back in approximately an hour and a half. So stay tuned for the talking cure. Stay tuned for our topic. We'll be right back in the air at you. Thank you.
I
Ladies and gentlemen, a technician has been born. We're live and well here in the station. We got our station back up and we're raring to go. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the room. And we have one of our friends in the audience. We're going to put him in the atmosphere. Hello, you're in the atmosphere. This is the Care to Read room. How can I help you? Hello, you're in the atmosphere. This is the Care to Read room. How can I help you?
Care to Read, how are you?
Oh, hello, Jamel. Just fine. We just got everything up and running here, so we'd like to zoom you into the conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, as I indicated earlier, we're dealing with how to develop our natural intuition for drumming. Also, was there ever a time when the women were the drummers? Interesting question. Was there ever a time when women were the drummers? And, you know, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our drumming group that we put together called Omega and the Tribe and tell you a little bit about what I know about jambe drumming. However, we have Jamel in the audience, and Jamel, we'd like to welcome you to the audience. Thanks for being a part of the tribe. Are you there, Jamel?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And Jamel, I think that your phone, you might want to check that phone because we're having some gurgling problems again. Can you come in on another line for us, please, and we can zoom you right in. Is that possible?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, then we'll wait for you to come in. However, we're going to go ahead and give a little introduction, and Jamel's going to come back to us on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, most of you may not know this, but I have a love for music, entertainment. You hear me on the show every now and then. I like to sing a little bit, and I tried to put a little musical instrument in there because I love singing. I am a neo-gospel singer, which indicates I have arrived from traditional gospel singing into neo. And I also like the new age music as well, and I'm a drummer. So the jambe drumming is in my heart and the dancing that goes along with it. So I asked the question, was there ever a time when there were drummers who happened to be women? And had did the drummers have anything to do with changing the course of the history for the African communities? Now, as an entertainer and one that enjoys drumming, jambe drumming is very interesting because what you find yourself doing is you're playing from your heart and soul. When you play from your lower extremities, and you put a lot of energy into playing. Your upper extremities have to be strong as well, but your hands have to be somewhat strong as a man's. And I've been told that I have extremely large hands for a woman, but at the same time, I know that the strength has to come from the inner core of the stomach when you play. However, djembe became very, very natural for me. I took lessons in learning how to play the djembe drums and was very interested in learning all I could about where they were made and exactly what types of material we use. I found out that the majority of the djembes are made in Nigeria. I had a friend that offered to make a drum or two drums for me while in Nigeria. He had families that could make the drum and make some money. So I went ahead and contracted these two gentlemen to make the drums for me, and boy, were they beautiful. Beautifully goat skin stretched over the beautiful wood that was carved, which gave it such great tones. And those drums were really well played while in Germany. I took them everywhere I went, and I then allowed my sons to get enrolled in the djembe lessons as well. So my younger son had djembe lessons, and he went on to play the snares as well as the single drum. But the djembe drums are something that people have to understand, that these drums were taken away from us at one point, and I understand that they were hidden away with another culture who held on to our drums so that we would not lose track of them. They're also called There are drums called the talking drums, which you play with an actual apparatus and you beat to a sound. It has a more hollow sound. And the talking drums will speak to you, whereas djembe drums are somewhat drums that you certainly have to play out in the open or somewhere where there's very good acoustic, because it gives a very hollow sound. At the same time, the hands build up a callus, and powder has to be used in order to strengthen your hands. So drumming is very, very instrumental. It is a soothing, healing instrument. And there are now drum circles that come together. I'm a part of a drum circle where I get together with my girls, and we've called ourselves Omeika and the Tribe, and we drum. And we haven't done that in a while, and we're scheduling to do another session. And we just drum from our hearts. Whatever the rhythm we want to go with, one will start and the other will pick up that rhythm. And Africans have a habit of being able to mimic and to hear music and play by ear. So I am playing by ear as I hear the beats. Does it have a whole note, a half note? How many beats does a whole note get? Then I have to stroke the drums and get those two beats in, or the one note, or the half note. So I'm teaching as, I'm learning as I go. Now, I have played the piano before, so I can read some of the notes, so I understand how the notes go. But drumming is a lot different. It's more with counting. So what I'm saying to you and what I'm asking, Jamel, was there ever a time when the drummers were women? And if there was, how did we utilize our drums in the community? What were they used for? Jamel, we're going to bring him in the atmosphere. We see he's back now. We're going to get him back into this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
back.
Jamel, you're back in the atmosphere. Welcome back, Jamel.
Well, to answer that question, the only piece of evidence that I can give you would be during the time of Lucy, right? In other words, one second.
Are you there?
Yes, I had to cough, so I didn't want to cough into the audience.
Okay.
During the time of Lucy, right, when the archaeologists discovered her remains, okay, what was discovered is that in that time period, 2.5 million years ago, you find a lot of remains of female skeletals all over Africa and basically, you know, around the planet. When you go back to the time of Pangaea, when all the continents came together, and before Pangaea, you had the Amazon period where women dominated, because this may sound like it's off course, but it's actually on course. You have to know the root history that women came first before the men, because women are a complete unit. What I mean by that, the two the women use their breasts for a purpose and a function. Women have the ability to impregnate themselves, okay, because they can also create a fluid in their body, all right? This is scientific fact. It sounds outrageous, but, you know, the facts remain that women were here first, which meant that the women created men. And so the men were admired by the women, and the women were the first users of all of our utensils, including the drums. But because women gave their power to men, then men started to assert themselves in every facet of society. So then the woman basically was relegated to something of a subservient. Then religion came in and did its job. So with that backdrop, yes, women were drummers. Women can drum because women hold the sacred beat. Okay? Seriously, if you've ever seen a woman drumming, she's outstanding. All right? To get drumming back into the African-American culture is really simple. Those who have the duty of keeping the tradition alive must start drumming institutions, schools for drumming. They must perform during events, social events. We have to take the assertive effort, those who have been charged to keep traditions alive, to insert drumming into all of your ceremonies. And from that small step, it will grow. One can even approach a Christian preacher or a Muslim imam and ask for that to be. Okay, so that's my take on that.
Jamel, you know, you are on point this evening, and it makes a lot of sense what you're saying, because we know the womb is where all life came out of, and the womb itself created itself, and it stands to reason that It stands to reason that the womb created itself. So therefore, the woman had to possibly been here first, because a man is not a womb and he's a first. Getting back to the drummers and that sacred breath, it's funny because when you say that, drumming came so easy to me, and counting the number and taking the deep breaths, that it really was easy for me to hear the notes and to play them back identically like I heard them. However, it was a little difficult for me to pick up the keyboard that way. And I had a grasp for the drumming because the drumming was in my heart, and it was easy for me to play in the circle of women. What I do know is that drumming is being used in the hospital now, and there's a large group of people who understand what drumming does to the soul. Drumming is a healing effect, and we actually are allowing drumming to be a part of therapy. And there are children who do not respond to any other treatment form except for drumming. And the drumming heals the person, renews their spirit, jogs those spirits who are depressed. A depressed person, is no way you can bring them into a drum circle and they stay lethargic. Their spirit lifts. The beating of their heart picks up the rhythm of the breath, and it begins to give oxygen, and they become oxygenated. And as they become oxygenated, the brain is more filtrated with more oxygen, so it's breathing, it's alive, the body is alive. The same way with dancing. Most of your drummers are dancers, and the dancing invokes the person's body to move and sway a certain way from the beating of the drums. So you find a lot of drummers who are female that are dancers, belly dancing, perhaps. Belly dancing is a very soothing, deep tone muscle dancing, which takes you to another level of dancing because you are so physically exhausted from belly dancing from a few steps because these are deep motions. Now, the same with drumming. The reason why I mentioned did women play drums is because in the course of working with these women in a drum circle, we often wonder, should we include a male in our drumming? And we often wonder, should we expand it? So we are making some decisions now to make the tribe bigger, but we had initially thought 7 people in the tribe because, or either 12 at the most, so we can cover all the tribes. But drumming has the ability to work in schools. There needs to be drumming circles in the school as well. Let's talk about the therapeutic effects of drumming. You can talk to the Cubans who actually protected our drums and cared for our drums while we transitioned through the Middle Passage. They were very instrumental in playing the congos and playing their drums as well. When you put the Cubans together with the African Americans and give them drums, it's synchronicity, and they serenade each other and complement each other in the drum playing. You get a different beat from the congos than you do from the djembe or the talking drum. Now, and then you have the kittle drum. And these drums are made with natural material from animal skin, which gives them the leather and the hide that allows the hide to expand. And you can tighten it through pulling the strings on it. So you get a different effect. You get different sounds. What I like to ask Jamil, can you tell me this sacred breath that you're talking about? How does one know that they're in that sacred breath, and how can you observe it and see it in real life?
Sacred breath? I walked
away
for a
second. The breath that you spoke of that the women have that the men don't have, this particular breath.
No. I said breath. They have 2 mammillary glands. Breath.
Oh, breath. Okay, I thought you meant breath. Okay.
No,
how does a breath have anything to do?
No, I was describing how women are more complete and men are incomplete and women are complete. Being that women have an anatomy that is complete, a male's anatomy is incomplete. Women can use their mammillary glands to feed an offspring. Men can't. Women can give birth. Mm-hmm. Women can self-generate. Men can't do that. So I was given the analogy of how women were created. Women are the first deities on the planet because women gave birth to men. Nothing in the universe, I mean, nothing in our universe or nothing on this planet can happen without a woman. Okay? So you have to know that.
Oh, I see. You were referring to reproduction. I was thinking about the sacred breath when you said that, and I'm thinking the inhalation of the oxygen. Well, now that you say that, that the man is not complete, give me an example of what you mean the man is not complete, because he can't produce a child?
He can't, not only that, but he can't suckle or nurse a child. Okay? A woman can impregnate herself, but she lost that ability. There's a special gland in a woman, and she can secrete testosterone. Men can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that the Western mind has to grapple with, and that's. But you have to do your research to find that out. That's a little bit, maybe that's too heavy for your audience right now. Everyone is still stuck on the God level and still stuck into man provide attitude, right? When really men provide nothing, it's Mother Nature that provides. Whenever you hear someone say a man has to provide, then you are going against nature. Mother Nature provides and women provide. Women provide the basic nutrients for the child through breastfeeding. Men only protect and maintain. So our whole psyche about reality is kind of off because we live in a Western society that's governed by European concepts, and those European concepts came from ancient Kemet, which we are attempting to get back to balance the world.
You said a mouthful, Jamel, a mouthful, and that's great because that is such a broad topic that men need to know that. And there's a lot of changes that need to be made in our community, knowing these things about what gifts and productions we have. Now, getting back to the plumbing. Now, I want to say for the record, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't already have a family drum, you need to get one. It's very, very soothing to bring a drum in the midst of the family and allow everyone to attempt to play their rhythm of life. And as they play the rhythm of life, it puts you in a deep, deep drunken state. You become so lethargic that you can take yourself into deep meditation after drumming. The drumming in and of itself, it appears as if you're leaving your body and you are able to travel. And in traveling, you can find yourself in all parts of the atmosphere because this drumming is a journey. It takes you on a journey. And during this particular time, your healing can take place. Your ability to advance yourself in those areas that you feel that you cannot accomplish things. It's an opportunity to see a person drum. They're almost drunk in the spirit when they play for an extensible amount of time. I know that after I finish drumming, I'm almost like I'm drunk because I've actually allowed the body's heartbeat to change, and the rhythm of my heartbeat can also change. You can either speed up or slow down. For children who are sick in the hospital, it is a fantastic opportunity to let them build up their rhythm through listening to the drum beat, counting the numbers. Now, I'm glad that Jamel did set the record straight that women were the first drummers, and I'm glad to hear that. That tells me that we need to do more drumming. We need to be more apart. We need to be more a part of this thing called drumming circles, women. You need to look at the Kofi dancers and drummers and see that these women unite with the men, and the performance is astronomical. When I first saw the performance where the women came first, playing the djembe drums, the talking drum, and then they invited the men in to be a part, it became an ensemble that you wouldn't believe. I just left earlier this week the drum line, the Atlantic drum line, and this drum line was so fantastic that truly you could see these people, the skills that they had and the ability that they had to bring down the house with all of their fantastic drumming, it allowed the African American to identify in the spirit, and it allowed the African American to participate in the rhythm of life. The rhythm of life is funny, but you can allow African Americans to start to step in a certain way. And before you know it, they're all swaying and stepping in that same manner, because the rhythm of life is a natural thing, and the rhythm that we hear when the beat is not even being played, we can hear the beat. We can feel the rhythm. That's why when you find a group of people performing 50-yard dash runners or joggers or shot put, the first thing that their coach says is to feel the rhythm. When you feel the rhythm and you're both coordinating together with the rhythm, then the music begins to coordinate the same way in the drumming. I don't have to tell the next person what note I'm going to play. They pick up on the note before I play it. It's sort of like ESP, picking up and receiving energy and knowing what the course is going to be and where you're going with the music. So drumming is it's just natural to African-American women. And to see African-American women drum, you would think they had the hands of man. And I wasn't aware of what I could do on the drums until I participated in the circle and saw the strength that I had, which came from my core. Our strength comes from our core. And I wish you can see the small women and the large amount of volume they can give from their core, because it's coming from the core and the heart as the amount of strength you're able to put out. And as you put this strength out, and you allow the circulation of your lower extremities and the circulation of your upper extremities to function, the exercise that you get from this is exhilarating, and it allows you to breathe deeper. It allows you to expand, and your cavity, your chest cavity, it allows your chest cavity to get with the rhythm of the beat of the drum, and then if you are aspirating properly, you begin to clear up all those respiratory dysfunctions. So drumming in and of itself is very healthy psychologically, mentally, and physically. So yes, there were drummers in the past, and our first drummers were females, not just because it's according to OMI, because that can be substantiated, because we now know that the female possibly could have been the first one created. No, there wasn't a rib taken from Adam to create the female. You can tell the preachers to stop that story, because there could not have been a situation in that manner. The woman had to be here first to be the womb to give birth to civilization. A man could not have a child suckle up against him, nor does he have the mammary glands to feed a child. So he couldn't very well give birth to the child. And as Jamel told you, the progesterone and estrogen is found in the female with the X and Y chromosome. Now, with the XX chromosome, but she has progesterone as well. Now, we know it's very important that we try to understand that there's a lot of areas of gray and shades of gray that a woman cannot perform or do because of the dexteria and the physical makeup. But for drumming, we have upper exterior. And we know that drumming just does not come from having a strong upper exterior. It also comes from having a good core, a sound core, and a strong heart muscle called the heart. So when we're drumming, we want to take up lessons with somebody that's very skilled and very knowledgeable, and also has connection to the community to give you a chance to not only practice all the time, but to perform as well and to be challenged in the community by others who are drummers. So I like to say to those women out there, if you have not had a chance to do any drumming and you would like to get involved in drumming, I would say that start your own drumming team and develop that for yourself. But it's very important that you get involved and understand why African Americans need to hear a beat and why a beat is so important to them and why the drumming heals our very soul and why the drumming helps us as we develop into a nation of people. I brought this topic on board to let you know that the dancing goes with the drumming. So I think that it would be fitting to say that it needs to be an organization developed the Orisha dancing along with the drumming to go with it. Orisha dancing in the Bembe will help heal our nation and our communities. It's very important that we include our drumming back into our rituals and to our community. And that is why you hear drumming when you first come in this room, because it's very vital and important that you understand the drums are a language and community that crosses all barriers and that communicates with all languages and allows the heartbeat, the very weak and feeble-minded person, to perk up. It allows the very incompetent person to stand up, erect, not prostrating themselves. Drumming has the ability to heal the core. It has the ability to get the heart pumping and the energy flowing. Drumming is a very valuable instrument and a very prosperous tool to have in the household. Of course, there are neck braces that hold these drums that you definitely want to purchase, because holding it between your legs can become very tiresome and cumbersome, but a neck brace to hold it is very important. And a carrying case so that you protect the hide of the drum that is made from goat skin usually. Now, if you want to put decorative things on it, that is fine too. You can have unique way of identifying yourself through all of the creative things you put on it. The most important thing is that you put good money into a good instrument and have it made by one of the natives. One of the natives, and not this commercial material, because you'll get a different sound. Now, a lot of people play from the commercial drums, and they say it's fine, but for those of us who are real drummers, we want our products made over in Africa by a native. I like to also say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that a drum session is needed in the churches, and that's why you start seeing the bands coming in the churches, because the drum session is needed. The drumming is what our people need. To hear the drumming is to help us heal. I want to say this to the ladies out there. It wouldn't cost you very much to start a drumming team by getting your drum and inviting others to be a part of it and meeting periodically where you can let yourself go somewhere out in the open or in a gymnasium or what have you. But the most important thing, the drumming can be soothing and a protective agent for you and your family. You want to explore this, and you want to find out more about it. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been a great listening audience, and you've been so patient listening to me today, even during my technical difficulties. Thank you so very much for being a part of the show. And now that you know a little bit more about drumming and who were really first in creating the drumming, you definitely want to get your whole family involved, and you want to get those children involved. This may be a time where you want to get your children rolled up in a class to take a drumming lesson. It doesn't cost very much to proposition someone in the community to give your children a lesson. I mean, even on my budget, I was able to do it with my son, and they thanked me for it because later on they were able to tell people they could do drumming for them on the weekend, and they made a little cash. It became a gig for them. It became a little job that they could do whenever they needed to put extra money in their pocket. And besides that, most of your children who take lessons and who play an instrument are more well-adjusted in the classroom. They do better academically, and sometimes they even expand themselves in the area of math. I think it helped my son with his mathematics because it allowed him to be able to count the numbers, count the notes, and everything was centered around numbers. So it gave him an aptitude and a desire to do well in math. However, piano, once you learn notes and know that everything has notes, it is very easy to pick up the instrument of another string instrument or percussion. The drum is a percussion. It is not a string instrument, okay, and it is a part of an orchestra, and it is played in an orchestra. So you must understand that every instrument has a method of counting the notes and reading the notes, playing by ear, or listening to by ear or seeing by sight. You can also learn to play by sight. Some people remember and keep all that information in their head, and they can sight read and read the notes that are being played. Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, take some time to learn an instrument, preferably the drums. Why not take up the drums? They're inexpensive. You can purchase them for a little bit of nothing. You can add to your drum collection. You can also put your children in drum lessons. You could take the drum lesson with them. I took drum lessons with my son simultaneously. I took violin lessons, Suzuki lessons with my son, because they require the parent and the child. And while my son was playing the djembe and being in competitions, I took Kofi dancing to learn how to do the African dancing. Isn't it funny an African-American has to learn how to do the African dancing? Shouldn't I know what my custom dances are? The Hispanics do, the Europeans do, but yet we don't take the time to learn our own customs and traditions. Here once again, ladies and gentlemen, our spirituality must be uplifted, and we must find the things that belong to ourselves and accentuate on the positive and nullify the negative. Yes, African dancing is your, ladies and gentlemen, if you're an African-American, nothing wrong with it. You can learn those steps and those deep tone movements, and you'll find yourself losing those extra pounds, and you'll enjoy it. And you can find yourself becoming native again, where you all participate in a rhythm of life, the rhythm of life, the living rhythm of life. Get the rhythm of life, the rhythm of life. I feel the rhythm of life, the rhythm of life. The rhythm of life. If you're in the valley, if you're in the valley, child, and life seems so unkind, so unkind. And if your tears keep falling, see from your tired eyes, from your eyes. This burden seems too heavy now. This burden seems too heavy now. That is hard to smile. Then just remember her. She is only for a while. If you're in the valley now, if you're in the valley, child, and life is so unkind, so unkind. And if your tears keep falling, see from your tired eyes, from your eyes, this burden seems so heavy now, burden seems so heavy now, that it's hard to smile. And just remember, she is only for a while. Burden seems heavy now, burden seems heavy now, that is hard to smile. And just remember, in birth is only for a while. Your burdens are too heavy, and you can't seem to smile. Find a reason to play an instrument. Music will bring joy to your loving ears. Try it. You'll see, ladies and gentlemen. You'll enjoy the music, and you'll make music for your loved ones and your significant other. I hope I've been a significant joy to you this evening on this ride and this segment of our show as we talked about the segment 16, Can Women Be Drummers for This Time? And we're talking about healing institutes. Drumming can heal your family and your loved ones. Try drumming. Take up the lesson. Go in a row and sign up. By all means, get ready for Kwanzaa so you can be a part of the drumming team. Certainly, you want to know more about drumming. Go into the library and find all the books you can. Read up on drumming. I don't have a book here I can give you right now because of our technical difficulty. I got a little off track there. But you can Google talking. marching drums, djembe drums. Go into the library and find out all you can about the drums and bring drums back into your community again and heal your community. And remember, women, this is an institution that you created, so be about it and be about the business and drum in your community. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for going on this ride with me this evening, and I want to say please do join us tomorrow for our 17th segment. Tomorrow we are here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be going on a sabbatical, and you know Thanksgiving is coming around, and we're getting ready for that pumpkin pie and getting ready for that candy yam and those greens with that fatback in there. Some of you don't use fatback and pork anymore. I get off the pork, ladies and gentlemen. I use smoked turkey. That is the thing you want to use. Get off the pork and try to get on the lean turkey. Oh, yeah, we're going to have our pies and our cake. Don't get on me started because, you know, I might get hungry in here and I might have to invite myself over to somebody's house right now while I go and eat my big Whopper. So I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and do keep your heads up, keep your spirits up. You're doing fine. You can make it. You can make that next payment. You can pay that car note. You can pay that insurance note, girl. Go ahead on, girl. You can do it. And men, stand beside her. Help her write that check and not write checks to balance, but checks that are going to go through. Pay the bills with the money. Stop buying things and stuff. Get the bills paid. You'll feel good about yourself. Thanksgiving is coming around. You got much to thank the Creator for. Thank Him for giving you your strength and your peace of mind, a mind to want to stay on Him. Thank Him for giving your children and pray over your children. Keep them prayed up. Don't be fearful. Don't put locks on your doors where you got bars on your windows and you're closed in. Take the bars off. It's not about who's trying to break in, but it should be about who's trying to break out. Because if they come up in your place and they do some harm, you've got to defend yourself. Now, I'm saying this, ladies and gentlemen, we got to stop being fearful and scared. Locked up in these houses, afraid to go out to events, afraid to go in the community, afraid. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Keep your mind strong. Don't worry about who's going to break in and take your stuff. If they break in and take your stuff, then give them the rest of it and let them go and say, be bygones with you. God will give your stuff back to you. I am a sure believer He'll get it back to you. We've all had things taken from us. But let us not become fearful in well-doing and weary in well-doing. If you're doing what the Lord has called you to do and you're living right, continue to live upright and righteous and don't live a fearful life. Live a life that is not compromising. Live a life that is inclusive. Live a life that will include communicating and communing with your ancestors and your loved ones. Go out and visit somebody this Thanksgiving. Spend some time away from home. Don't sit up in there with that frozen dinner, watching television, and say, boy, ain't this some good meal we eating up in here. I didn't have to drive all the way to Grandma's house this year. I didn't have to go over to my cousin's house. Get out of the house. Go on over there to Granny's house. And go on over there to Big Mama's house. She got a plate ready for you. And go on over there to Baby Sister's house. And go on over there to Big Papa's house and Little Mama's house and get that plate and enjoy yourself and stop talking about how you're saving money because you didn't buy that turkey this year. Go ahead and buy that turkey. Somebody may give you a turkey. And if you have two of them, hand out the turkey and give it to somebody else who's lacking their turkey. And make sure they have Thanksgiving this year. Be good to somebody. I know you can do it. Go ahead on. You can do it. Go ahead on. You can do it. A mind can do anything it wants to do. With the ability to keep his mind stayed on God, he can do it. Now, I'm going to let Jamel have the last word here. I see he's back in on the station. Jamel, do you have the last word? Jamel has been off the line for a while, but we're going to see if we can get him back and give him the last words here. And you know how Omi is. I'll say you have the last words, and I'll come right back around and give another set of words. Jamel, can we get you in on the line here?
Yes. We want to make sure that we give thanks to ourselves for being the best that we can be. Thank yourself for being the best think about it. When do you ever thank yourself for turning the corner and doing good things, for shunning the bad things that you would do? Thank yourself. As you thank yourself, love yourself. If you love yourself, now you know how to love somebody else. That's the last word.
Now you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the last word. Love yourself. Love yourself. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. Now love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Now how do we do it? We go out and we invite somebody that don't look like they have a meal. And we ask them to come over and get a plate. That's loving ourselves. When we go down there to that old brother who don't have a significant other, and sometimes he's not halfway eating and he's eating out of cans all the time, and we fix him a plate. Then we go upstairs to the old lady that sits on the stoop looking out the window, and we see if she's been cared for, and we carry her a plate. I don't care if they don't do for you. And we're not talking about reciprocity where you let them borrow some sugar and they fix a pumpkin pie and give it back to you, or a sweet potato pie. We're talking about doing for others that can't do for themselves. Remember to help the wounded, the hunchback, and help the albino to assist them. This is a time that we can be a blessing to others, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to see a blessing, you have to be a blessing. Now go and be a blessing. We're getting ready early for Thanksgiving, and we're going to tell you to count your blessings every day, because I'm counting mine. And I know that I am nothing but a but by the grace of God. And because God has been so gracious to spare me, because just by the grace of God, there goes me. And as I see others that are less fortunate than myself, I thank God every day that he spared me, because I, too, could have gone the way of the straight and narrow, or I could have went the way of the wide road, but I chose the straight and narrow. So I thank God that I'm only a but by grace of God and that he spared me. And you do the same. As you count your blessing, remember to pray for Omi and her family, and remember to meditate on the word day and night, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank you, and on that note, I'm going to put my hand in the air and send three shouts out into the atmosphere and say Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. Mama Rui to you, y'all, and have a great evening, and I'll see you here tomorrow, same time, same place, 6 o'clock. Meet me here, and I'll see you here. Bye-bye.